Maitresheni Perikei Mishnehei 5:5. The Mishnah discusses how one values his produce of Ravai in the Shemitah year, if the fourth year of the tree happens to be Shemitah, so Ravai still applies. And therefore the Mishnah says, Uvashvias, if it happens to be a Shemitah year, Podeo b'shivyo, one redeems the produce based on their prevailing market price, whatever they're going in the market today, without, the point of the Mishnah is, without deducting any expenses whatsoever. The reason why is because there are no expenses applicable in the Shemitah year. You certainly can't hire someone to work your field. You can't guard it, since it has to be treated as open and ownerless. And even workers wouldn't be hired to collect. Anyone can collect for themselves. So therefore, there's no deductions whatsoever in the Shemitah year for Ravai produce. Vimhaya hakol mufkar. Now, new case, really. This is not in the Shemitah year. This is any year besides the Shemitah year. If there happens to be a hefker field, the field that was left ownerless, and in it grows a tree, and that tree happens to be a Ravai tree, so then ein lo ela schar lakita, the fourth year produce that comes from that hefker tree, the deductions that are applicable only are the cost of the harvest itself, picking the fruit, but certainly there's no cost associated with the planting, guarding, harvesting, etc. Fertilizing or whatever it is, working the land, because since it's an ownerless field, an ownerless tree, there's no expenses that went into it. Hapoda neta ravai. Now we're going on back to the topic of pidyon, of when one redeems it, and it's neta ravai, it's fourth year fruit shelo, that he is the farmer, it's his fruit. Then mosav alav chamishiso, the rule is, as you saw in Mishnah Gimel, when it came to Maaser Sheni, the same applies here also for Ravai, that if it's your own fruit that you are redeeming, one has to add an extra chomesh, meaning an extra 25%, as we explained before. Bein shehu shelo, that's true whether it was yours from the outset, meaning you're the farmer. Ubein shenitan lo b'matana, or if the produce was given to you by some other farmer, if you're the owner at the time of the redemption, so then you have to add a chomesh if you're redeeming your own fruit. One point that has to be addressed here is, since we're going to say that net ravai, according to Beis Hillel and the Halacha, is mamun gavoa, the produce doesn't belong to the actual farmer, it belongs to Hashem, so to speak. So therefore, the owner is not really the owner, and the farmer is not within his rights to gift it to anybody else. So how could it be that the original farmer could gift it to a second person, and that would be the person of our Mishnah who's redeeming his now that which is received by a matana as a gift? The answer is, says the Bar Tanura, that if the fruit was given at a stage of smadar, that means when the blossoms first fall off of the tree around the fruit. So the smadar, in the case of, let's say, smadar usually referring to a grape vine, but really is any tree. If it's just a tiny bud, it hasn't yet reached onus of maestra, it's not yet edible, it's just a tiny nascent what will be a fruit, but now it's just like a little bud on the tree. Since it's not yet a food and a fruit, it's not yet having the status of ravai, and therefore not yet mamun gavoa, and therefore one could gift it. So if a person was a farmer, cultivated a tree, and at the stage of smadar, when the blossoms fall off, or of course before, he gives that tree, or that even just the smadar on the tree, to another person, that person who takes ownership, when the fruit is finally harvested, since it's his fruit, if he redeems it, and it's ravai year, he will have to add a chomesh, 25%, because it's his fruit that he's redeeming.